get a categorical statement that we are not going to propose an increase in taxes for 6 months, or we are going to propose an increase in taxes tomorrow. But to...
Yeah, but that's so silly, Don. It's just like if I could only tell you that you're going to end the war in Vietnam January the 1st. Who the hell can do a thing like that? You got to make judgments based on information. You got to get information that, in the case of taxes, is not available to base it on. I guess I've talked to, 300 of the top men. I don't know anybody that can just mash a button and say, tell me this is what's going to be done. If I ask you as one of those 300 now, give me a statement now, what you going to do, and you're president, what would you say?
President, this is not, and I thought I made that clear at the beginning, this is not my viewpoint.
No, that's all right, but we can discuss it. I'm not saying it's personal or anything. I want you to tell me what you're saying. I'm just trying to show how ridiculous, though, that theory is. I'm asking you now to just shift over for a second. And let's assume that I'm saying to you as a reporter that everything I hear is that we need a statement, whether you would have a tax increase or whether you wouldn't. Now, what would you say? Very frankly, I would say, as president, I just do not know. And the reason I do not know is about four things. One, I don't know how big my own deficit is going to be. Two, I do not know whether Congress is going to add $4 or $6 billion or none to my own expenditures. And that's going through the process between now and the fiscal year. Number three, I don't know whether I'm going to need $4 billion more in Vietnam in the next 6 or 8 months, or whether I'm going to need $14 billion more. Now, all of those three things are conjectural, gambling, and I can't guess them. I have nobody, no computer that can guess them. Now, the second thing is, what about my capital investments? What about my reduction of expenditures? What am I able to do about that? I've got hundreds of firms here, 898 to be exactly, the large companies that have definite plans for $31 billion. Expenditures, more than half of what we think. What adjustments have they made? What effect are they going to have by pulling out? We have to take a look at that. The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, the chairman of the Finance Committee, 76% of the Congress has proposed 16% for it, are against a tax bill of any kind. 76-16. Now, if there is a big demand for $15-20 billion extra on Vietnam, and no one can tell with much assurance right this moment, you can say to the Congress, we've got to finance a war. We've got to have this money. Now, if you just say to affect our economy and control inflation, they've already said to me in all of my private conversations, the answer is no and hell no. Not a human on the committee will vote for it. I talked to 150 men the other night, and I said, how many of you would recommend a tax increase? Not one hand. Not one. I talked to a group come in talking to me about exports yesterday, the president of Dow and the leaders of some of the business community. I asked them, what would you do? Well, I just think we better just try to see. I talked to Bev Murphy, the business counsel, yesterday. Now, I can't find anybody that has more precise information than I have. And at the moment, I don't have enough information to do anything except to say that if I gambled on seeking some kind of an increase, my judgment tells me that the odds would be 90-10, that I would be severely rebuked. Then where would we be? Having asked for it, having turned it down without even a hearing like we did on the East-West trade, where would we go? Now, if I said, therefore, we're not going to ask for it, and McNamara hit me June the 30th with $15 billion, And the Congress hit me. I don't know. Yet they, 3 days ago, they added $1 billion. Mendel Rivers committee unanimously. Just $1 billion over my budget. Week before last, they added $600 million over my budget. I don't know how far that's going to go. Dirksen says I'll stop it all in the Senate, but he broke his hip. Now then, I think that you would have an outside chance, maybe a 30% chance, to get some remedy from the Congress in either controls or tax increases. I don't think you can get it reducing expenditures. We're trying that. We're doing what we can to cool it, but we just don't think we can make much. I have taken out, without announcement, about $1.5 billion this quarter. I have not let that get shot at because every post office I stopped, every federal building I held back, every river dam that I didn't go through with, every road I didn't build, the congressman would just murder me. And I just held it back, hoping I could go on and get my appropriation bills before it hurt him too much, and hoping that we could see what all this meant about rubber and glass and steel and financing and cars going down and down, and whether it's a result of the hearings or whether there's just some soft spots. Because I'd hate like hell to ask for a big tax increase without anything to hang it on except the economy, because I know they've told me they will not even listen to me. So the question is, should you suffer that reverse? Should you make a big request and say, for ability to decide here in the year of our Lord, the month of May, or should you try to take a look at these factors and see if somehow or other you can get through? Now, there are 531 men here. There's not one of them that doesn't know that his whole future is in danger if he votes for a tax increase, because the man after him at home is going to welcome him at the station and say, here's a man went up there and voted to raise your taxes. So Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, reactionaries and ADAs are generally speaking scared to vote a tax increase 4 months before an election. You've got to have something real. Now, our best guess is that there are indications pointing to that requirement. But it is only a guess, because if the Congress cut my budget $4 billion, as they claim they will, instead of adding to it $4 billion, I could very easily have a hell of a surplus. Number one, I could very easily, if McNamara didn't need his money and thing eased up out there, I could have 800,000 men coming out of that service in the next 90 days. But he doesn't know. Lodge doesn't know. And we got to continue on the basis that we're going at our present rate. Now, do we have enough money to go without an appropriation? If we ask for a tax increase, we've got to ask for a hell of an appropriation, because you won't even get a hearing on it if you don't. When you ask for that appropriation, you immediately concentrate both houses on the wisdom of the war and the debate on that. And everybody says, well, if I admit that we ought to stay in Vietnam, I've got to support it with a tax increase. So therefore, I better kind of turn on the war so I won't have to support it with a tax increase. So you've got all those complicating factors. Now, you sure have uncertainty as to whether you can have a decision on a tax increase at this moment. We have said that, one, if the appropriation bills that are now in the hearing stages being reported this month, if they go far above the budget, we not only have to have a debt limit ceiling taken off, but we will have to have a tax increase. If the military appropriations run 5 to 15, as they guess, more than we had planned, you might near got to ask for one. To just say that you're going to ask for one and these things not happen, you would be very vulnerable. To say you're not going to and then these things come up this way, you'd have to really change your mind. And there's not a human here in town, whether it's the SEC man or the commerce man or the treasury man or the savings and loan man, that can really, the council economic advisors, can really tell you these factors.
Mr. President, I agree with everything that you've said, and I would go even a little farther than that. Over the last several weeks, I've had a chance to talk to a couple of senators and several congressmen, several senators and several congressmen who happen to be up.
Have you found any of them for tax, that vote taxes?
No, what I wanted to add was that they, all of them, are very much concerned about this election. They put it on two things. They feel that there's a lot of unrest among their constituents because of the war, and they are absolutely against anything that is likely to be controversial between now and election time, anything that is likely to give the man who is running against them or thinking of running against them any kind of a hold at all.
I think that's right.
And this is true. The last experience I had with a senator who was up was on Wednesday of this week. No, I'm sorry, sir. It was on Tuesday of this week. And this particular senator, who I would regard as just absolutely solid in his state and who has done a fine job in his state, is really scared to death, and he just doesn't want to hear about anything that's controversial, whether it's taxes or Vietnam or anything else. So I fully agree with this. Now, I think the problem is not that it is so very difficult to come to a kind of come to a conclusion, but rather the feeling has gotten around that there is uncertainty in the administration, and that's the thing that that I think is unsettling.
Well, it is uncertainty. I think there's uncertainty everywhere until you know. How in the hell do you know when the war's going to be over? You got to be uncertain.
I think, Mr. President, that there are some things that that can be done. And perhaps what I think should be done is colored by my own personal viewpoint. Now, I can give you my viewpoint. It's my own. I'm accustomed to doing my own thinking, and I just because a lot of other people feel a particular way about something, doesn't bother me any. After looking at everything, I come to the conclusion that that viewpoint is not a proper viewpoint. I have felt that the arguments made about inflation were, to a considerable extent, overstated. I think that while we have had some increases that have come along faster than price increases have in the more recent past, they're very considerably below the price increases that have taken place in the rest of the world. And beyond that, to a very considerable extent, these price increases have been, first of all, in certain agricultural products, secondly, in a few of the metals, and one is a case, it's in a class all of its own, and that's copper, and there really isn't any control that we can have over over copper because of the way the supplies lie and the various governments that are involved in the supply picture. Therefore, I have felt that, that efforts in the direction of holding back the economy have been, to some extent at least, inappropriate. My own prescription would have been a statement to the effect that there would not be any increase, any request for an increase in taxes until at the earliest in January. I would have indicated that there was an intention on the part of the administration either to not start new programs or to hold down, without going into details, wouldn't talk about post offices or roads or dams or anything else. I would indicate that there is the intention to hold down.